I'm trying to get into that.
Yes, yes, I understand. You, by mistake, you were hand up the line, right, sir?
Well, I don't know how to do it.
All right, no problem, no problem. I'll guide you. First of all, put my call on a speaker. Put my call on a speaker.
It's on speaker, right? Now, what do I push?
Yeah. Press the back button. Do you have a back button? Press
the
back button.
No, I don't.
Okay, do one thing. Swipe your screen bottom to top. Swipe your screen bottom to top.
Back button, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah. Swipe your screen bottom to top.
No,
at the bottom
back
to top. Do you see at the bottom?
Yeah. Bluetooth.
Do you see YouTube, camera, gallery, settings?
No, I can't get it. I'm sorry, I can't.
Oh, do you see my number, right? Do you see my number, right?
Yeah, 0418955934.
Yeah, now, listen to me. Now, just look at the bottom of your screen. Do you see there's a circle button? On the bottom of your screen, there's a circle button. There's a circle button.
Got that, thank you.
Yes, have you got that, right? Now, you need to find their application. It's called Play Store. P-L-A-Y, Play Store. Do you see the Play Store application? The triangle
Play
shape.
Store, okay.
Yeah, open that.
Right, I've done
now,
that.
Yeah. Now, just look at the top. Do you see the small magnifying glass at the very top where you can type something? It's called search for apps and games. Do you see that at the top?
Right, now search. Google,
yeah.
Try something.
Yeah, you need to type there. Yeah, you need to click on that. Click on that and type there. Letter A, A as in apple, letter A.
A, yeah.
Yeah, then N as in Nancy, letter N.
Oh, sorry, I was not understanding.
A-N as in Nancy, letter N.
Look, I don't understand your English.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you, but you don't, your heart is the language you hard to understand. Okay, now what do I do?
All right, can you please tell me what can you see over there?
I just want to cancel a bloody order. Because I never ordered.
All right. Type
look, I'll walk you to the West Pack Bank. For fraud.
Oh, you don't need to be worried about it, sir. I'm here to help you with each and everything. Right. Look on the top.
Yeah.
Do you see a white long search panel where you can type something and then you can search for it? Do you see a small magnifying glass where it says search for apps and games?
Search for apps and games.
Do you have a computer or laptop, any device?
Yes, I do.
Oh, then you can use a computer, sir. The computer is a very compatible device. Just try to be in front of the computer.
Okay, well,
I'm holding the line for you.
Okay, go, and then I'll go on a computer.
All right.
I don't believe this.
You don't believe this? You do
no,
nothing.
I'm absolutely hostile. It's the third writing one. PayPal or whatever else, and I've never used them.
Well, at the moment, before I just go further, let me just tell you and try to explain you the things which has been going around. Right. Well, I do believe that you have a word with my junior representator, and I do believe that he was trying to explain you, but he actually faced some problem to making you understand the things, so that is why he just transferred the call to me so that I can help you further. But anyways, let me just tell you what we have found is there are 25 hackers who are connected with you. What they are trying to do is they are keep misusing your information and your banking information on eBay. Right. They are trying to purchase a gift card in behalf of you without your prime knowledge and without your authorization. Like these people, they are using your information for their own illegal purpose, which is not legal in our Australia. Right.
Yeah.
So that is why the call has been connected with us so that we can get in touch with you and we can help you through a security procedure in order to secure all of your information. And we need to put a block on all these people who are connected and doing these kinds of illegal things.
Right.
So that in future, you don't face any kind of problem again.
Wow.
So do. I do believe that I have make you understand the situations, right?
So change the name after.
Yes, I would send you that email, sir. But first, let me just get you
connected. Is that my email address?
Yeah, just confirm your email address.
philip.jh@hotmail.com.
All right, can you please just do it? Can you please just tell me slowly?
Yes. Okay, now, philip.jh@hotmail.com.
Okay, I will try to send you an email. Right. In your computer, do you have any browser like as a Google or a Firefox, any browser?
No idea.
You're not that much good on these kinds of things, I guess.
No, I'm not. Good.
No problem, sir. I would help you with each and every step. No need to be worried about it. We need to be very patient with each other, as you are not that much good, so it might be possible that it was going to take some extra time. Right.
Okay, hang on. Right. You send me an email.
Yes. Yes.
Not coming.
It was not coming, right? No need to be worried about it, sir. I would check later. That's why you have not received any email from us. So look on the left hand side bottom corner. The computer which you have, it's a Windows computer or it's a Apple Mac?
I have no idea.
It's a laptop. Okay. Look on the left hand bottom corner in your keyboard, on the extreme left hand bottom corner. Do you see a control key? The CTRL key on the left hand side bottom corner. Yes, there would be a CTRL control key. Okay, just close your email. You don't see the CTRL, right? No problem. No problem. Just closed each and everything. Closed all the pages. And come back to the home screen. Come back to the home screen of your computer where you can see all of the applications. Do you have any option called Microsoft Edge or Firefox or any Google Chrome? Can you please try to check it?
Documents.
How much funds do you have in your Westpac bank, sir? Do you have any rough idea?
You have got a lot of funds in there, it's none of your business, but it's a scam call, I don't know who I'm talking to. So
really. You are talking with James Edward with the anti-fraud department of eBay. And the reason why I'm asking you this question, so that we can go ahead and put a security in your amount so that no one can be able to use it or no one can be able to take out. Right.
Well, I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to phone. I don't know. Look, I'm not technology savvy. Right? The computer is pretty ordinary. I can't do anything with that.
No problem, sir. Just confirm me, like, how much funds you have got in your Westpac account. Do you have any
I'm running a business. I'm running a business. Quite a considerable sum, but no, well, a small sum, but no, I'm not showing it.
Okay.
I don't know who you are.
You don't even know.
Well, I don't know if you're a scam, so I'm not telling you. I've been warned of scams.
Okay, you do one thing, sir. Do you have a pen and a piece of a paper with you? Have you got a pen and a piece of a paper? Before I go further, I would like you to write down my all the informations if you don't trust me. Right.
Yeah, I can run sure information.
Okay, so first I want you to write down my name. My name would be James Edward. Do I have to spell it for you?
James Edward.
James Edward, yes.
Edward, one name. There's one name.
All right. Sorry?
Look, I see the name of James Edward. Is that one with a dot in it?
James Edward, yes. And I also
James.
Want... Go ahead, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, James Edward, right?
James Edward. Yeah, it would be E-D-W-A-R-D, James Edward. And then I want you to write down my extension ID. My extension ID would be eBay, my employment ID, eBay 1916002.
1916002.
Yes, that's correct. And I also want you to write down the case ID of yours. It would be L as in Lima, M as in Mary, N as in Nancy.
Well, I don't get this. This is Trump. This is a big, I don't know. Look, you've changed it with. Right. I am going to the bank. And I'm going to complain about you. Right. Goodbye. Not my name.